Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, 6:06 in the morning. My name is Zadiger. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning, Chelsea.
What up?
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio or call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
And DJ Majestic, one is the STU, my man.
Good morning.
All right, man. You guys have probably been in this situation. You're sitting down at Starbucks, Coffee Bean, or whatever, right? You sit down, you see somebody's next to you drinking whatever they're drinking. All of a sudden, that person leaves. You lose track of that person, right? You just don't know what's going on. You're doing your own thing. Like I was yesterday at Starbucks. I'm doing my work, whatever it is. I'm listening to music. 20 minutes later, dude, somebody rolls up. In my case, was this dude. And he's like, hey, man, is anybody still sitting next to you? And I'm like, I look over. I don't see anybody there. I'm like, I don't know, bro. I mean, there's nobody there, but I don't know. Because I don't want to say
you just left. There's just a coffee sitting there.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's like maybe 1/4 filled up, the cup, right? You could kind of see through it because it was an iced coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know. So dude goes, okay, grabs the coffee, throws it away.
Threw it away.
Uh-oh.
And dude sits down.
Bold move.
5 minutes later, sweet vintage lady rolls up to get back to her seat. Now remember, 20 minutes have gone by.
So she had some bathroom struggles.
So yeah. Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
That's a hot minute to be gone for.
So now here's the situation, and I see it out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, oh, shoot. And I'm just like, please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. Please don't involve me in this. Right? And she rolls up to homeboy and goes, hey, where's my coffee? I was sitting here.
Oh, shoot.
And they both at the same time look over at me.
I can just see you in the situation. Hands up, like,
And they're both looking at me, and I don't look over. I'm just like typing away.
Dude,
right?
Got stuff to do. Put your headphones in. That's when you put your headphones
they
in.
They were in, bro. So I'm just sitting there. And then obviously they were staring at me, so I took off my headphones, and the lady says, hey, you knew I was sitting there?
Oh, no.
And then dude
That's
goes,
rude.
And then the dude goes
I
to
asked.
Her. I asked him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I said, I didn't know if nobody was there. And I said, I don't know if they still are sitting there. Technically, they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know what happened to this lady. And the lady just goes, ugh. And goes over and like complains to whoever's like at the cashiers. And they had to give her a drink and all this other stuff. I was like, what do you do in that situation?
Well, luckily, they overcharge you for coffee so much at Starbucks. I don't feel bad from having to give an old lady another cup.
If right? they did, though. You think they did?
Oh, for sure they okay. did. I mean, coffee, it's bean water. It's just, it's beans soaking in water.
That's what it is.
Exactly. It's not like it's super expensive, like they had to replace something crazy for her.
What do you do in that situation, Chills?
If you're me.
If I was you, I feel like I would have done what you did. I probably would have been like, yeah, someone was sitting here, but I don't know where they went.
Right?
Yeah, maybe not have said, like, I don't know.
Oh, see, now it's my fault.
I don't know.
Fault.
I'm right. just trying
it
to think what I would have said. I'd be like, oh, someone's just here, but I don't know I don't know where they went.
I
think I'd just say, like, yo, this isn't a bar. Just go home. Like,
yeah.
Why are you needing to sit here too, guy? Just take off.
Just tell a guy why.
I don't know why. It's his fault for throwing the coffee away. Just push the coffee over.
That's true.
Right?
That's a good point.
Like, it's not like you sit down at a bar with like an old beer at it and you're like, hey, just dump it over the counter and be like, no one needs this.
I just love the fact that they both looked at me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, really, guys? Thanks a lot.
I honestly think you just got scammed for a free coffee. I think they're in cahoots.
Right. They're probably dating. All right, man. Coming up next, we have some more music coming your way. We have Mine by Bozzy, also Tyga, and Offset with Taste. And remember this, we're still hooking up with $1,000 10 times a day, kicking off at 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Stay tuned for your chance to win.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thank you for hanging out with us. So if you've seen the Fire documentary, whether on Netflix or Hulu, you know that a lot of people got screwed out of money. A lot of people just got screwed in general by its co-founder, Billy McFarland. Fyre Festival was supposed to be going down in like 2018 or so, and it failed tremendously. It was supposed to be in the Bahamas, super exclusive music festival.
Like private bungalows and private, you know, beachside cabanas exactly. You could stay in for the weekend.
Tickets and packages were going for $250,000. People around the world were buying into this whole situation.
And it sold out in like an hour or maybe even less, like the tickets.
Nuts.
Yeah.
It was absolutely nuts. Obviously, this guy, Billy McFarland, is a scam artist. He was way over his head, was getting money from investors, and was just lying everywhere he went. Just obviously lying to everybody. So not only did he have, you know, people from the Bahamas working 24 hours a day trying to build this site in different islands because different, you know, they had said they had bought the Pablo Escobar island for themselves, and Pablo Escobar's estate said, hey, whatever you do, that's fine. We'll go through with the transaction. But whatever you do, in none of your social media campaign, don't mention Pablo Escobar's name.
Which kind of would be a deal breaker, because that's the whole point. Is like, you want to be like, yeah, we're on Pablo Escobar's island. And they're like, you can't say that. You can't have the island. Like, well, all right.
So they did that on their social media campaign. Kendall Jenner was behind it. Top 10 supermodels from around the world were behind, you know, promoting Fyre Fest and so on and so forth. So anyways, it was a disaster, man. They needed to find new sites. Tents weren't working. There was a storm. It was a disaster.
They were using FEMA relief tents.
It was awful, man. So what happened is, in the story, as you see in the documentary, a lot of people got screwed out of money, right? So the contractor now has hundreds of employees that are asking him, yo, where's our money? We've been working for the last month. He's like, I didn't get paid either. So he had to take off and leave the island because people were looking for him, asking for the money, but he didn't have nothing to pay him with.
Right.
Also, in the storyline, you find a caterer, super sweet lady. Her name is Marianne Rollet, and she's such a sweet lady. And I think she's one of the most amazing people because when the guests started arriving to the festival, they didn't have anywhere to go because the tent sites were destroyed due to the rain and so on and so forth. So they went to her restaurant, and she, you know, provided drinks, fed everybody, was feeding the employees throughout this entire 2 months that they were there, and out of, you know, saying, hey, I'll get paid once this festival is done. Obviously, she didn't get paid. And this is her confessing how much this hurt her and what she ended up doing, paying people out of her own pocket. Check this out.
I had 10 persons working directly with me, just preparing food all day and all night. I had to literally pay all those people. I am here as a Bahamian. I went through about $50,000 of my savings that I could have had for any day. And just wipe it out. I don't even like to talk about the Fyre Festival. Just take it away and just let me start a new beginning. I am really hurt from that.
There it is. You can hear that. And what a straight up human being. She's like, she went into her own savings and blasted the $50,000 on paying the people that were there working with her. And because of this documentary, since it aired, a GoFundMe page got started for her. And they've collected over $120,000.
It's up to almost 160 right now.
Is it already?
Mm-hmm. I looked this morning.
It's going up so fast, man. That is awesome. So to hook her up, you know, for doing that, right? And she's one of the only people there because she had the savings, but she could have kept the savings. She could have closed down a restaurant, left the island too, or done something else. But instead, she was like, man, I got to be true to my people. I have this in savings.
Right.
I'm going to pay them. And now she's getting blessed with now $160,000.
Yeah. I hope nobody, because everybody got kind of screwed in that whole thing. I hope nobody goes after her like, what are you going to do with the excess money? Like, keep that, you know, like, because she didn't have enough money to hire a lawyer. Like, a lot of the people, which I don't feel bad for the folks who, you know, like the people who had all the signs, like who bought a $250,000 ticket and were like, we couldn't get any of the details. It seemed fishy. And they flew down there on their private planes. And then now they have $5 million judgments against Billy McFarland.
Right.
Like, I don't feel bad for those guys. I feel bad for the people who in the Bahamas who were working around the clock to try to salvage this poorly thought out idea and now have nothing. And they weren't. And it's not like these folks have the resources to go sue this dude. And you're not going to get money from him anyway. He owes $27.5 million.
And they thought it was going to be a huge payday for them, you know, that the Fyre Festival was coming there. How exciting for them and for their economy. And then it kind of just backfired.
And it's interesting because they do question in the documentary the contractor, the caterer, and everybody that was being involved in working from the Bahamas. Like, why were you working for free? And they're like, yo, it appeared like these guys were loaded with money, rolling up with private jets, yachts,
Sea-Doo, jet skis,
renting out houses, Ja Rule, this and that. You know what I'm saying? Was there partnering up? So we're like, they must be legit. We heard that it's sold out. It's going to work for us. Yeah, sure. Pay us by the end of it because we wanted their business so that if they came back next year, we could continue working with them. So it's wild. Billy McFarland, the co-founder, is now in jail. And what's the crazy thing about it, and we'll wrap up with this, that even after, you know, everybody, the law came down on him and he was out on bail, he started another scam. Where he was selling like discounted VIP tickets, like have lunch with like Taylor Swift and stuff like that. And then got caught for that.
Right. Oh, and also like Fashion Week and all that stuff. Stuff that you can't even sell tickets for. Right. So that scam got blown up immediately.
The Met Gala.
The Met Gala. And they're like, you can't sell. It's invite only by the Met. You don't just like sell tickets to that.
But Chelsea, people were buying these tickets.
I can't even. This guy needs to take a seat.
Also, he basically was making money off of FOMO.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, rich people just need to let. I don't feel bad for them. If you try to buy Met Gala tickets, get scammed away. I don't even care. Just scam poor people in the Bahamas.
So there you go, man. Good story there. Much love to Marianne Roll. Awesome caterer.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So Bebe Rexha is nominated for 2 Grammys this year.
Nice. Congratulations to her, man. She deserves it. She's super talented.
And it's her first time nominated, which is obviously a big deal. It's supposed to be like the most exciting time for her.
Yeah.
But yesterday, she actually posted a video on Twitter expressing her frustration as she prepares for the award show because apparently certain designers are refusing to dress her. And here's her explaining why.
Okay. So I finally get nominated at the Grammys, and it's like the coolest thing ever. And a lot of times, artists will go and talk to designers. And they'll make them custom dresses to walk the red carpet, right? Like you go to any big designer. So I had my team hit out a lot of designers, and a lot of them do not want to dress me because I'm too big.
What?
And if a size 6'8" is too big, then I don't want to wear your f-ing dresses.
What?
So all the people that said that I'm thick and I can't wear dresses, f you, I don't want to wear your f-ing dresses.
Isn't that messed up?
I mean, wow. Why didn't she put those designers on blast? Call them out by name if they said that. Because I feel like those people need to know exactly which ones were trash to her people and not, you know, not wanting to design her. Like, that's the era we've hit. I don't care if... I'm not trying to protect those companies. They deserve it. Those designers deserve to get dragged.
I am legit in shock right now.
Yeah, I'm sure it's her people, though. They don't want her to be on bad terms with any of these designers because you never know in the future. Who knows? I mean, who knows?
That's a good way to play it if they're going to be... But then don't tell her at all, I guess, is what I'd say. And if that's... Listen, if you're a designer and you just don't want to design a dress for somebody, fine. But if your reasoning specifically is, oh, you're too big as a 6'8", then I think the public needs to know now what designers have are just awful to people.
Yeah, if designers are afraid, like, oh, you know what? Our clothes aren't going to look as good on her. I don't want to be represented like that. Yo, in this movement of women empowerment and this
loving
whole
your
wave
body.
Of what's going on, how are you going to do something like that? I know recently also Avon just recently got in trouble because they had some like cream that was supposed to help out with...
Cellulite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was like, yo, a dimple on your cheek is cute, but not on your butt. Or something like that. Like, that was their campaign. You know, it's like, do you realize what's going on? Like, are you serious? Bebe should give a shot to, like, up-and-coming designer.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, blast it. We'll support her. We'll promote that for sure.
I think that's what I love about Bebe, though. She's so vocal about this kind of stuff. And and this probably happens all the time, you know, that we never hear about. And I love the fact that she's coming out and saying it. And she started the hashtag, love your body, and just kind of said, I want to get this off my chest and just let everyone know what's going on. So more power to her for doing that.
Yeah, I just feel like if you're going to make a statement like that, you got to put names to it. You know what I mean? Just to do what is right and also... To verify the claim, you know? Because now it just seems like, I want to believe that really happened and that her people just didn't say that to her, which I couldn't imagine they would because it's not like something you want to tell anybody. But those people that actually believe that need to be put on blast.
Chris Brown is under investigation this morning in Paris. He was arrested yesterday and is currently being detained on potential charges of aggravated rape and drug infractions. Apparently his bodyguard and another friend of his are also being detained, and it seems like they were also involved somehow. The woman who is accusing Chris said it happened at a hotel at an after party last week. And I mean, not that I have to remind you, but obviously, you know, since Chris has been, you know, pleaded guilty to felony assault against Rihanna, he's been continuously in, you know, having issues with the law. Right. So this is just another one of those stories. But it's hard for me to talk about him because I just I can't stand him, and I don't understand why at this point we haven't canceled him, because it's just every single year there's a new story. It's like it makes me sick to my stomach.
Sadly, his indiscretions and his crimes against Rihanna and stuff kind of blew up a little bit before like we really got on the, you know, believe women like movement. You know what I mean? I think it's disgusting. I think it's awful because the photographs of Rihanna are terrible.
Right.
But it's just, he came in right before those things were really like, we were going like, you know, championing that cause. And it's just awful that it keeps like stuff like this. He keeps doing things like, if it's true. I mean, right now there are allegations, but enough to be investigated and detained.
Here's it. Let's first find out if he is guilty of this that happened in Paris. Right. But second, on the flip side of that is, you look at his behavior pattern, unfortunately, and you're like, damn. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. You know, when we're talking about nowadays with so many artists, celebrities getting accused of situations, like you look for behavior patterns in people. And that's when you're like, man, if it becomes a behavior pattern of these kinds of issues, then that's when you know stuff is for real wrong, going wrong there.
And I will agree with Chelsea. It's not like he's been a great person since that either. It's not like he's been a champion for domestic violence and things like, I've learned this, I've learned that. I want to be like a vocal voice in supporting women against domestic violence and families. But now it's like the guy hasn't done anything and he's still like trash.
Stop defending him. I've been seeing more details about this story come out every half hour, so I'll keep you guys updated. But that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Guys, today is day six of the teachers LAUSD strike here in the LAUSD schools. So here are some facts that have recently come out. Negotiations have been going on throughout the entire weekend, even yesterday, MLK Junior Day. And UTLA released this tweet. This is from the teachers unions. It says, quote, "We are making progress, but whether or not we reach an agreement late tonight," meaning yesterday, "everyone should report to the picket lines as usual Tuesday morning," meaning today. Therefore, day six is still continuing in regards to the strike. Now, by the end of the strike on Friday, the district said it lost about $125 million in state revenue payments that are based on students and their attendance, right? So there is some math that goes into this, though, because LAUSD is saving $10 million a day.
By not paying teachers.
By not paying teachers. So you multiply that times five, that's $50 million subtracted from $125. So the net that the LAUSD has lost as of right now, $75 million.
Wow.
I mean, it's still a lot for a district that's claiming that they don't have reserve funds. It's not like they have that money just laying around.
The good news is negotiations are still going on. I've been texting with somebody from the inside as well, and they're saying, look, there's progress being made every day. Mm-hmm. It's just working out the details. And part of the details are, you know, LAUSD saying to UTLA, hey, let's together go to the Capitol, to our governor, and let's ask for more money. And we can give you the things you want, right? For smaller class sizes, more nurses, counselors, teachers, librarians. I've heard many stories from different parents, personal friends of mine, that say, man, it's real. Like, a nurse goes once a week to my child's school. You know, it's pretty wild what's going on, even before the strike.
I mean, at the end of this whole thing, this is why it's kind of frustrating. If somebody's just going to have to relent at some point, because he can't, I mean, they can't just keep this strike going forever. We need kids to be in school. It's unsafe. It's unproductive. Like, kids have to get back to school. So I feel like if it's one of those situations where the district needs to go to Sacramento, go to the Capitol, and just say, hey, we have a problem down here. We need to find the money. And kids are guaranteed, by law, kids are guaranteed a safe and effective education. Right. If teachers don't feel like they can get that done, then at some point in time, the district's just got to, like, just muscle up and go up there and get the money. If that's what if teachers feel like they're gonna put their foot down and not teach until the environment is more effective, then what are we gonna do? We're just at a deadlock.
Absolutely. So remember, 30 years ago there was a strike. It went 9 days. We're at day six. Hopefully it does not beat that record, and there could be a resolution real soon. We are sending out our AMP street team to take a coffee and donuts to the teachers in different schools throughout Southern California, or at least throughout LAUSD. So you can put the school we should visit next on our Instagram at 97.1 AMP Radio, supporting our teachers and, most importantly, supporting our students getting a better education, a better environment for them to learn.
I'm glad you clarified that it's LAUSD, though, because you don't need a bunch of people going, hey, man, come out to Fontana. We're teachers. We need some coffee and donuts. Dude, listen, we get it. You have have a tough job.
My alma mater, right? Garfield Elementary in Santa Ana. Let's go.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Your chance to win 4 tickets to go to Knott's Berry Farm for their peanut celebration going down right now by plane. Is Brian smarter than your car full of kids? It's a kids trivia game. We got 3 questions. You got to answer in 30 seconds or less. Brian will get the same questions as your kids, but he'll step outside of the studio and not be able to hear them. He is so far defeated. Not undefeated, but just defeated.
Undefeated and losing. That's how I like to... My glass is totally empty with wins. Or is it totally full with losses? I don't know. I'm trying to spin this in a positive light.
I like that, bro. I appreciate that. Let's meet our contestant. We have Erica from Fontana and 4 of her kids. Good morning.
Morning.
What's up?
That sounded good. It sounds like they did the wave in whatever car they're in. Like, it went back.
Like, someone's like, oh, they're talking to us. Go, go, go.
Hola. Erica, are you in a minivan, a car, or what kind of car are you in?
I'm in a minivan.
Yeah, definitely saw the wave in the minivan. I love it. All right, please introduce us to your kids and their ages.
Okay, I have Alexa. She's 15 years old. Destiny is 12. Aaron is 9. And Dominic is 7.
Wow. There they are. That's full.
All right, Destiny, why do you believe you will be able to beat Brian this morning?
I think because us kids are smarter than you guys because we're way younger.
Okay. Yep, reverse.
It's a real destiny thing to say, is what that is.
I like that Destiny not only called out.
What? Keep going, keep going.
And we're smarter than old people.
Whoa! Yep. You know what? I agree with you there.
I like that they didn't just include Brian on that one. They include all of us in the studio.
Yeah, you old
folks. Feel slightly offended.
All right, so Brian's stepping outside of the studio right now. All right, here we go, guys. 3 questions in 30 seconds. Here we go. The TV show Beat Bugs uses exclusively what band's music? You guys pass?
Pass, yeah.
Okay, number 2. Name a My Little Pony villain.
Oh. Pass.
Pass, oh my gosh. Number 3. Who's the favorite kid and most spoiled child in your family?
Alexa. Alexa.
All right, there it is. Time's up. Time's up. Oh, my gosh.
Brian, you might have a chance here.
We have a shot at this.
Uh-oh. What happened? What happened?
Oh, my gosh. Here we go, man. Same 3 questions coming at Brian. He's back in the studio right now. Get 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. The TV show Beat Bugs uses exclusively what band's music?
Beat Bugs?
Yes.
What bands?
Beat Bugs.
Beat Bugs. One Direction. Never heard of Beat Bugs.
All right, cool.
Well, but you knew One Direction. I'm impressed. I mean,
they're not even a band anymore.
Yes, they are.
Chelsea, yes.
They're coming back.
They're just on hiatus.
Name a My Little Pony villain.
A what? A My Little Pony villain?
Yes.
I don't know. Mortimer the Evil Horse. What the hell question is that? My Little Pony.
All right. I asked the kids who's the favorite in their family out of the children. Who's the most spoiled?
Oh, the most spoiled?
Yeah.
I feel like Destiny.
Okay. There it is. You feel like Destiny because she'll talk smack to her parents.
That's right. Exactly.
You know I'm your favorite, right? You old parents?
I think they're afraid to tell her anything other than that.
All right. So here we go. Let's go through the questions and answers right now. It was a close one, guys. It was a close one. Number 1, the TV show Beat Bugs uses exclusively what band's music? The kids passed on this one.
I wanted to do that too, kids. Don't worry about it.
Brian, you said 1D. The answer is the Beatles.
That makes sense. They could get the Beatles music?
Well,
what kind of budget this show got?
It's legit right there, right?
Jeez.
All right, number 2, name a My Little Pony villain? The kids passed on this one. Brian, you said?
Well, I think I said like Mortimer the Evil Horse, but I didn't think there was villains in My Little Pony. Mortimer sounds like a mean horse.
I know. Where did that come from?
I'm surprised there's so many villains. Jeez, take it easy on My Little Pony, yo. The Storm King, Tempest Shadow, and Nightmare Moon.
Wow. All right. Okay.
There you go. Number 3, who's the favorite and most bold in the family? Brian, you said Destiny, the biggest trash talker.
Destiny out of fear from the family.
The kid said, all unanimous decision, it was Alexa.
Whoa, Alexa.
So the kids barely.
They win. They
but you guys win.
Bye. Good job, guys.
Congratulations.
And we all learned together that there's villains on My Little Pony.
Yeah, who would have known? Who would
have
thought?
Erica, how old is Alexa?
She's 15.
So she's the firstborn.
She is.
Is it true that she's the most spoiled?
she is not. They say she is, but she is not.
Usually the firstborn isn't. It's not the baby,
it's always the youngest. Yeah. Always the youngest.
That's interesting dynamic right there. Well, now you know what the kids think, that you love her more.
Yep. That's what they say.
Love you guys. Thank you for listening to us. Have fun at Knott's Berry Farm, right?
Yay!
So awesome right there.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Quick question for you. What superstition has been passed down in your family? Whether you believe it or not, but you still do it just in case. I bring this up because this Sunday, so at night was going to be the lunar eclipse, right?
Mm-hmm. Blood moon.
It's super wolf, blood, duper duper moon situation, mm-hmm. right? So
duper duper isn't included in that, but okay.
Just like be correct about
yeah,
it, okay?
Please.
If you're going to say super duper, pronounce that S. Duper duper is nothing.
So my wife and I are getting ready. We're getting ready to roll out to church, and all of a sudden she's wearing this very bright red shirt, and it's very unusual because she doesn't usually wear red. I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like, babe, you're rocking red today. Nice. And she's like, yeah, because of the eclipse tonight. And I was like, okay. She's like, yeah, I'm pregnant. I got to protect the baby. She's like, my grandma called me this morning and says, hey, there's going to be an eclipse today. You got to wear a red shirt and red underwear. And she's like, and I got safety pins all pinned around my underwear.
That's
to deflect the vibes of the eclipse.
That's so gotta be uncomfortable.
That's what I said. I right. was like, really? Are you hurting our baby? Like, what's up
Are
with that?
Are the safety pins like an extra layer of protection?
Yes. It's like metallic so it can reflect it off, yeah. allegedly. I'm like, babe, you truly believe this? She's like, no. But she's like, what if it's true? She's like, I don't know. So we totally go with it. And it's something that's been passed down in Latin culture, especially us being Mexicanos. And I posted it on social media in regards to this. And here's some of the funny comments. Dad without a dad on Instagram commented, damn, your wifey is a legit Mexicana. Mexicana. I was like, yep. Sylvia 1216 says, I use safety pins in a sign of a cross in front of my underwear when I was pregnant to be able to deflect all the badness from the eclipse. Mondragon 7420 says, I was pregnant when there was a huge eclipse and my mom told me to upgrade from safety pins to hanging scissors from my belt buckle.
Jeez. Whoa, that's extra.
Just in case you needed some more metal.
That looks like you're gonna murder somebody.
That sounds dangerous, right? She's like, I didn't believe in it, but I didn't want my mom to be like, ves, te lo dije, I told you so if something did happen. So anyways, there's a superstition that's been passed down. Some people believe it or not, but that's not the topic. I want to ask you, like, what superstition has been passed down in your family? Shoot us a call or text, 877-971-HITS. Whether you believe it or not, but you still do it. Chelsea, you said you have some dark ones.
Yeah, I have two. Yeah, they're definitely a little bit dark. And this is from my grandpa. One thing is that whenever you drive over railroad tracks, you have to lift your feet off the floor of the car and put one hand on the ceiling. And basically, if you don't do it, then someone in your family, you're going to lose them.
Jesus. Whoa, jeez.
Yeah, the other one is that when you drive past a cemetery, you have to hold your breath the whole time. And so that way the spirits don't enter your body.
See, I feel like the railroad one would have been one that as a kid I wouldn't have done and been like, nothing happened, guys.
I have a friend of mine. Her name's Mandy. I won't say anything else, but we were in high school. She'd just gotten her license and was driving her car. And she was also doing that superstition. Yeah. Legit. Pulled her feet up over a railroad track. We were around Fontana area, over the railroad track, and then traffic was stopped in front of her. She panicked when she had to put her foot on the brake and ended up putting her foot on the gas and blasted into the car in front of her.
Backfired.
I mean,
backfired.
I wouldn't blame the superstition. I'd blame a 16-year-old being bad at driving.
There you go. That's a good point, right?
Keep your feet on the pedals, kids.
Protect the superstition. Want to hear your superstitions that have been passed down in your family? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Teresa from Rancho, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us. What superstition has been passed down in your family?
Okay, so my mom always told us that you should never pass the salt directly into someone's hand because then you get into a huge argument with them later on. So anytime we pass the salt, we have to place it down on the table before we grab it.
Interesting.
Oh, you can't so you don't put get it in salty.
Yeah.
Salty.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I feel here's the problem with that. I feel like you're going to get into an argument if you refuse to put it in someone's hand, right? Or if they
exactly.
don't know about that superstition. So then it's just like if they go to hand it to you and you're like, set it down. You're like, what? Why are you being rude? I'm just trying to hand you the one.
Yeah, exactly.
You asked me for the salt. I didn't ask you.
Hey, Teresa, and you truly believe in it or you just do it because
I kind of don't, but you know what, everyone in my family does it and I'm not trying to argue, so I just don't.
It sounds like either way you're gonna get in an argument
right.
with your family.
Just take the salt
yeah,
off the table.
Probably true.
There's no salt.
Teresa, love yeah. you, girl. Thank you for calling in and listening
right.
to us.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Vincent from the LBC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, bro. What superstition has been passed down in your family?
You are not to allow anyone to touch your feet with a broom for any reason.
Why? And who's doing that?
Because it would bring on all types of bad misfortune, like, all types of negative things.
Who's running around trying to touch people's feet with brooms?
Witches?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could happen by accident. It could happen, you know.
So you truly believe in this, Vincent, or you just do it because?
No, I don't believe it, but I don't allow anybody to.
He's like, I don't sweep. I never clean anyway.
He's like, that's why my house is a mess. We never sweep.
I got a vacuum.
Only vacuum. Yeah, exactly. Vincent, thanks for calling in, bro. Appreciate that.
Okay, thanks.
Later. Apple from Cyprus, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Oh,
nice,
wow.
Good morning. She held that note. What superstition has been passed down in your family, Apple?
Yeah, so I'm Filipino, and my mom has so many of them, but one severe superstition that she always reminds me is not to cut my nails in the evening, because if we do, then my parents will die. Like, my mom and my dad will die. So,
oh, my
so
gosh!
Now, like, I never know in the evening. Yeah. One time, I tried. She's like, do you want me to die?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
And also, you and I come from families that have, like, dark superstitions. I don't know what that says about
I feel like you could have gotten away with a lot when you were in high school. You're like, Mom, I'm going to be home at 11. She's like, your curfew's 10. You just whip out a nail clipper, and you're like, don't make me do it.
Yeah.
Don't make me.
I would have been the brat that did that for sure.
Apple, we love you. Thank you for listening to us. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Hilarious and crazy superstitions, but we do them anyway. So wow, what are we getting on text, Brian?
We got one from Darlene. It says, my grandma told me never to put your purse on the floor because you will money will flow out fast and you'll always be broke.
Mine is on the floor right now, so well,
I learned.
Good.
I never put my girlfriend's purse on the floor because her purse is nice and she'll yell at me. I don't know about being broke, but it's a pricey purse.
The bad luck is her wrath coming at you.
Exactly. From the 949, we got tortillas.
What about them?
My wife tears up tortillas we don't eat after dinner before, and then tossing them in the trash. She said it's bad luck for the wallet. I don't believe it, but what if? But I just go with it just because it's her thing.
Also, if you keep throwing out tortillas, it is bad for your wallet. You need to buy more tortillas.
Yeah.
And then finally, from the 714, for females, if they go to a funeral and it's that time of the month,
oh my gosh,
they have to put a few lemons in their purse to keep the bad spirits from entering their body.
That's great.
The funny part was is when I was reading it, I thought it said you had to put lemons in your pants. And I was like, seems wildly uncomfortable to throw a lemon down the front of your pants during that time of the month.
That would sting.
Right?
Pass me the salt. But not in my hand.
Yeah.
Put it on the table first, because that's bad luck. Thank you guys for sharing your family superstitions, man. No judgment here at all whatsoever.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
And as you know, anytime potential love may spark in Chelsea's life,
or we hear her talking about something in the office privately to somebody else, and we just kind of jump in.
I gotta stop doing that. I really need to be more secretive about. Mm-hmm.
Or we accidentally glimpse over at her text messages and accidentally find out she's gonna go on a date. We create a love radio novela. It's a soap opera, radio style. As of right now, none of these dudes have been picked up for a second season.
None of them have been renewed. We're canceling.
Well,
some of them already making out of the pilot episode.
It's tough out there, you know?
The most recent one was La Escala de Chelsea con el Trueno.
Which one was that?
De allá abajo.
I got this. Don't worry. Chelsea's layover with the thunder from down under.
That happened.
The Australian guy that lives in Michigan. It didn't work out. Obviously, he lives in Michigan.
Yeah, that's true. It's a long distance layover with the thunder from down under.
But now, we have a new radio novela on 97.1
FM. 97.1
FM,
Amp Radio.
And this title is Chelsea y su cita al estilo Caja de Pájaros.
Chelsea and her bird box date.
What?
It's called bird box date because it is a blind date.
Yeah.
So you're going to go in blindfolded.
Mm-hmm. Creative, guys.
Thank you so much, Chelsea. We're trying to use current events. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So tell us about this guy. Obviously, it's a blind date. Who connected you guys?
Well, I don't know if I've ever done a blind date either, so I feel like a little nervous. But it's one of my really good friends out here in L.A. I've known her the whole time I've lived out here. I met her like 3 months into moving here. She called me about 4 months ago, and she was all giddy and excited. And she was like, Chelsea, I was just at a party tonight. I met a guy. I think he could be right for you.
Has she been right before?
The only thing is there have been the reason why I'm a little iffy about it, because there have been a couple guys she's recommended to me that I've like creeped on, and she'll be like, this guy's great, and I'll look him up, and I'm like, I don't know if he's really my type. So I'm a little nervous in that aspect, but I trust her. I love her dearly. She's one of the best humans
I know.
You
don't have to walk it back. Listen, just say it. Every time she recommends somebody, you look at him and you're like, girl, are you kidding me?
But I was so excited. I was excited that she was so excited about this guy. When she calls me, we talk about it. She's like, can I give him your number? So she does. So this was like 4 months ago, though. So me and this guy, we've been in contact via text for the last 4 months, just kind of going back and forth. Kind of getting to know each other.
Sounds
exhausting. But nothing.
It's a lot of texting and messaging.
I've been busy, so it's been hard to like plan a date. You
AKA,
know?
Gotcha. Chelsea's now in a drought and finally going to give him a chance.
Yeah.
4 months later.
The options have dwindled, and now it's bird box time.
La caja de pájaros.
Yes.
The bird box.
So I don't really know that much about him, like because it's a friend of a friend.
So you already creeped on him. What does he look like?
I really haven't creeped on him.
Come on, Chelsea.
You creeped a little bit.
You'd him.
She sent me a couple pictures. I guess I creeped like one time, but it was a brief moment.
So
like,
describe
it wasn't
him. Are you physically
depth.
Attractive?
He's cute. He seems cute. Okay. He's not like physically my type. Like he's, I don't know. He's like very, well, I feel like this is not going to make sense, but I can
Chelsea,
tell he's really into like,
real
what?
Quick, do you know your type?
I like to think I do.
I'm going to go ahead and say the track record does not coincide with that opinion over the last year.
It's hard because I actually do feel like my type varies. Like, I've definitely dated a lot of different guys.
That's dope. Now,
except they all have accents from Australia.
Brian, but
is this guy at the bird box date, dude, El Caja de Pajaros, is he international as well?
No.
What?
Wait, say what?
What?
You're going domestic?
Un-American? Whoa!
He's not an import.
No.
All right, does he live in Southern California?
He does, but he's from the Midwest, which I actually really like.
Okay, cool.
So that's where I'm from.
I think those are good things, right? In the sense that he actually lives around here, so this could end up being a real relationship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The pressure's on. He's not leaving tomorrow.
Are you, to wrap this up, are you going to truly be open-minded, or are you going to kind of self-sabotage yourself into this?
I mean, I think that as a female, or male probably, when you go on these blind dates or first dates, you always kind of, you tend to sort of talk yourself into this weird headspace, and there's a chance you can sort of sabotage. But, I mean, I feel like I'm being open-minded. Like, I have nothing to lose. I trust my friend, you know? I'm a little nervous about it. But
nothing to lose is the most hilarious mentality. You know what?
I mean,
at this point, how can it get worse?
I don't mean it in that way. I don't mean it.
A.K.?
She's in a drought.
No.
Next point.
I mean, in a way that, like, yeah, no matter what, I like connecting with people. So maybe we'll be friends. Maybe, who knows?
You have nothing to lose and a great guy or friend to gain.
Exactly.
So tonight,
gosh,
Chelsea will go a su cita al estilo de Caja de Pájaros.
On a date with Bird Box Boy.
Gosh.
I'm getting a little bit loose on the translations right now, but Bird Box Boy has got a lot of alliteration. I think it's catchy.
¿Podrá atrapar este pájaro? That's a tough one, man.
I'm trying to do that.
With Bird Box Date Boy?
Question mark.
Will she be able to trap this bird? You'll find out tomorrow at this time in Chelsea's Radio Novela.
Radio love story.
Thank you, Brian. Now listen, our phone lines, our texts, our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio or 877-971 Hits. They're always open for positive comments or constructive ones. We don't shy away. Remember Jesus from East LA called in and told me I was the ugliest looking dude in radio?
Oh, yeah.
I do remember.
My brother and I, Piolín. Remember?
Yeah, you said you guys were tied for it.
We were tied.
you didn't want to go on the record.
Yeah. At least you were the worst.
We put him on air, you know, and we got another dude on the line named Joey. He wants to allegedly call out Chelsea on the blind date she's going to go on tonight. We just created a radio novela about it. It's called Chelsea y su cita al estilo Caja de Pájaros.
Chelsea and the Bird Box Date.
Because it's the blind date. You get it?
Yeah. He's Bird Box guy.
They get it.
You know? So, you haven't seen him real well.
Joey, so what's up, man? What's going on? What's wrong with all this, bro?
Hey, someone needs to tell Chelsea it's not a blind date anymore if they've been texting back for 4 months and she's seen a picture. Blind date is blind. It's not a blind date.
Yeah, but this day and age, like, is there such thing as a blind date?
I love it.
You can creep.
He's throwing a challenge flag on a technicality. He's like, I ain't blind at all.
He really is. He really is.
Come on, you already know what he looks like. You already know he's from the Midwest. You already know all the information about him. What's blind about it? You don't know what's down below?
I mean, she's maybe seen a picture of that, too.
She has yet to see the Caja de Pájaros. The Bird Box.
Have some fun.
Yeah.
Joey, appreciate you calling in. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling us out.
Have an awesome day.
So there you go. Joey says it's not a blind date. But you never met the dude in person.
Yeah, that's what it qualifies.
2019 blind date, you haven't really stalked him. Like, you don't know his social security number or anything.
Exactly.
Yet.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
It's that time of year. The Oscar nominations were announced early this morning. There's a lot of categories, so here are the cliff notes. Roma, which is a Netflix film, and The Favorite, a period dramedy, tied for the most nominations with 10 each. I haven't seen either one of those. Have you guys yet?
No, but that's huge for Netflix because they've never had a nomination for Best Picture. Yeah. And for a company that's not putting movies in theaters, that's amazing.
Yeah. I've seen Roma. It's based out of Mexico. Alfonso Cuarón is Mexicano. He won, Best Cinematography for Gravity as well. You guys remember that movie, Gravity. But he's awesome, man. And the way it's filmed, it's like black and white, and it's based out of Mexico. And it's following this family where the help, the nanny, if you will, it just shows the love that nannies have for kids that they're watching over. They're living with these families and just how far they'll go, like almost as they are their kids and they are truly their family. And what's cool about the movie is like there isn't really any like music in the movie.
So just real quiet.
It's like dry, and it's like it's just so beautifully done, man. So check it out. Obviously Netflix and whatnot. So Roma, super proud of Alfonso Cuarón.
The movie's nominated. Did you want to say something?
I was gonna say people hated those when Quiet Place came out with no music because you could hear people chewing and stuff. Okay. Like you hear people's stomachs growling.
Thanks. Yeah.
The movie's nominated for Best Picture, which is obviously the biggest award that's given away that night. Are Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, Vice, and Black Panther, which has made history as the first superhero film to ever be nominated.
That is awesome.
For Best Picture. Yeah.
It was a great movie, man.
Oh,
I really enjoyed
it.
I remember when all the hype was going down about Black Panther. I was like, is it really living up to the hype? And it blew away the hype. It was
great.
Super good.
It's funny when those nominations come out and you're like, Black Panther, oh yeah.
It seemed like it was a full year ago.
Yeah, I feel like that should have already won an award.
A Star Is Born is nominated for 8 Oscars, including Best Actor, Bradley Cooper, and and Best Actress, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga,
that's
wow.
huge. They right when that movie came out, like when it was in festivals, people were saying that it was going to be she was going to be nominated
they
for an Oscar.
It?
Yeah, and so it's cool to kind of see that all come to fruition. Original song, this is cool. Kendrick and SZA have a nomination for original song for All the Stars, which is from Black Panther, and then also Lady Gaga again, A Star Is Born for Shallow. So that's pretty big.
I hope Kendrick Lamar and SZA win that.
How cool!
I love it when rappers win like Oscars and things. Like when 3-6 Mafia won.
Yeah.
It's just so fun.
Like a little out of place.
Yeah,
it's like
that, yeah. Yeah, especially 3-6 Mafia. Yes. That's not the group who you think is going to get an Oscar.
Hopefully Soulja Boy wins something. Just anything. He's done the best acting on social media lately.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
Whoever wins, he's still going to be like, they owe me credit because they copied my song.
I made Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Gaga?
I thought this was interesting. Spike Lee scored his first ever Best Director nom for Black Klansman. He received 3 noms, which is pretty cool. Okay, big snubs. I'm very upset about these ones. Bradley Cooper didn't get nominated for a director for A Star Is Born. It was his directing debut.
Wow.
Obviously, there was so much buzz around him getting nominated for that award. Emily Blunt for Mary Poppins. I thought that was a shoo-in. That was like has been one of my favorite movies I've seen in a while. But no, she didn't get a nomination for that or for A Quiet Place for Best Actress. So that was kind of a bummer. And then Timothée Chalamet, he did not get Best Supporting Actor for Beautiful Boy, which obviously was a huge movie.
We're running out of time.
Year.
That's what the music means. It's like the Oscars. What's going on?
We gotta go.
All right, gotta go. On that note, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Appreciate that. Coming up next at 9:10 this morning, your chance of winning another $1,000. We'll hook you up with an Instagram 10 times a day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 97.1. Amp Radio. Just call in, confess who did you dirty. You're going to feel a lot better just venting and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it have control over your life or that person or that situation, you know? Hit us up 877-971-HITS, call or text.
Yeah, like any friend that you used to have, coworker.
Yeah, any area.
Some treacherous coworkers doing you dirty at work. You just need to get it off your chest so you don't snap and get fired, whatever.
We're here for the vent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're your friend.
Nancy
family.
From my U.S. hometown of Santa Ana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nancy, go ahead and confess, girl. Who did you dirty?
My husband. Mm. Obviously, we're going to be getting divorced soon.
Oh,
but we got married last year in April, and then I was pregnant before we got married, and 4 months after we got married, I caught him having an affair.
Oh,
no!
Man. Were you still pregnant when he had the affair, or did you have the baby already?
No, I was still pregnant. I didn't have our daughter until October. We got married, and then 4 months in, I look at his phone, and I see text messages. She was married, too, and I know her from high school.
Oh, a scandal.
I introduced them.
Did you out her?
Oh, yeah. I went off on her, and I told her she was lucky I was pregnant, because if not, I would have whooped her ass.
That's how we do it in Santa Ana, bro.
She's messing
That's
around.
That's right. And I told her husband, too. I ratted them all out.
Did you say you introduced them? Is that what you said?
Yes. We actually all went to the gym together, and she happened to be at the gym at the same time my husband and I were, so I introduced them because I know her back from high school.
Damn.
And they actually came to my wedding.
That's why I don't go to the gym.
They came to my wedding.
Dirty.
She brought her oldest son to our wedding, and yeah, 4 months later, I catch him.
Tell me when you busted him cheating, he didn't try to turn it on you in some sort of like, well, I feel neglected, I feel this. Did he own it or did he try to shift it?
He did own it at first. Well, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I saw the text message. They were telling each other, I love you.
Oh, God.
Oh, sucios, yeah. Both of them, sucios.
Yeah, and obviously, we just got married. I was pregnant, so I told him I wanted to work things out.
Mm.
But then he tells me that it was hard for him to work things out because he said I threw him under the bus with her husband.
Oh, get out
of
here.
Because that wasn't his fault.
You're lucky you didn't drive over all them with a bus. That's what they're lucky about.
Literally.
When I confronted her, she said that it was my fault because I was messaging her. Because I kind of had a feeling, like, my gut was telling me something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had messaged her, like, hey, can you stop, you know, putting my husband in these group chats? Like, it's a distraction. It's bothering me. And she told me, okay. And since her and my mother-in-law were cool, my mother-in-law was telling her, like, you know, she's feeling some kind of way. She's pregnant. You know, she might be tripping, whatever. And she told my mother-in-law, like, it's not like that, whatever. So then I went on to, look, I don't have any beef with you. It's just, I don't feel right. And then she said, because I said that, that it was my fault, that I gave them reason to start talking.
Damn, yo. Well, Nancy, I hope you feel better now that you called in to confess. Who the hell did you dirty?
I actually do.
Love you, Nancy. We wish you all the best.
Bye.
On a
Thank
serious
you.
Note.
Love you guys.
You are an amazing mother, and I know you're going to crush it being a single mom, and you are an absolute superhero doing the best for your kids, all right?
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Just in case you needed another reason to jump aboard the LA Rams bandwagon, how about some free beer for the entire city of Los Angeles? Amen to that right there. So Bud Light just announced that whatever city wins the big football game, whether it be LA or what's that other city that's in it?
Who cares?
It's not exactly. Worth saying on the radio.
Exactly.
Trust, and I went to grad school at Boston College. That's the loophole I can say it. Anyways, that city does not need any more beer. That city has plenty of beer. Beer is fine there.
Whoever wins the big game, Bud Light is going to hook up the city with free beer. Now, it all got started last year when the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Another city that doesn't need free beer.
It all got started because one of the linesmen did a bet with Bud Light. They're like, yeah, I bet you we're going to win. And that was the bet, buy my city beer. And here we are, year number two. Now, Brian, you did some research as to how they did it in Philadelphia, and it's probably going to be the same here in LA, yeah. Although they haven't released all the details how it would happen.
Well, they won't release the details until, one, a team wins, and two, the parade route gets set for the winning team. So basically what happened in Philadelphia is they picked out 34 bars, taverns along the parade route.
Yeah.
For legal reasons, of course. It's not an open container city. Los Angeles is not an open container city as well. So you can get your free beer, valid ID at a bar. And here's the other thing, too, which I kind of like this part of it. If you can't get a free beer along the parade route, you just you send Bud Light an email, and they'll send you a $7 coupon for any beer over $7. So, I mean, I think it's cool, man. Let's celebrate with us. And I think really what it sparks to me, and if you have a problem with the bandwagon thing, whatever. Listen, man, it is super fun to be in a city has a Super Bowl champion. Just the energy, the vibe. So, wait, listen, I don't have to make too much of a plea to you all just to hate on Boston. That's fun. Unless you're from Boston. Even though, if you're from Boston, you want that hate. It fuels you.
Do you feel like Bud Light is rooting for Boston to win because the population difference? Like there's quite a population difference there.
That's
between
true. They're gonna have to give out like 9 times more you know? Beer.
Yeah, but the difference is that all of Boston will be at that parade, and not all of LA will be at ours. You know what I'm saying? It's probably gonna be downtown. It's tons of new bars and restaurants there, right by Staples Center. So that'd be fun.
I honestly think though that we're getting a bad rap for the whole like bandwagon Rams fan thing. Also, listen, the team left over 20 years ago. Kind of ripped our hearts out when they left.
Yeah, they
the
used
first
to be
time.
Here in SoCal. I remember watching them play at Anaheim Stadium.
So the thing is about it is people are getting. You know, getting all this crap to LA for being bandwagon. I saw this video of all of people who went and just to cheer on the Rams players as they returned from St. Louis.
Yeah, and Thousand
Oaks. I mean, to St. Louis, sorry, New Orleans. Like, that's still an amazing, like, that takes a lot of effort to be
in the
be
middle
there.
Of the night.
Yeah.
To welcome them back. So there
exactly.
you go, guys. So another reason to root them on, some free beer. Never did anybody any harm. Of course, drink responsibly. Love you.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us, giving us another day to do what we love. We got the Dopest Moment Award going out to Joey. He's a listener who called in earlier this morning to call us out on a technicality. We had just discussed that our girl Chelsea was going on a blind date tonight with a new man. And we created a new novella for her called Chelsea y su cita al estilo Casa de Pájaros.
Chelsea and her date with the Bird Box Boy.
Bird Box is, you know, they're blindfolded and it's kind of blind date, play on that situation.
You know? Yeah, it's really like, you know, popular right now.
Yeah.
You know.
Her friend introduced her to this dude. You know, she checked them out on social media. Avi, like everybody does.
Creeped a little bit.
So that's when Joey called in and put us on blast. Check this out. Joey, so what's up, man? What's going on? What's wrong with all this, bro?
Hey, someone needs to tell Chelsea it's not a blind date anymore if they've been texting back for 4 months and she's seen a picture. Blind date is blind. It's not a blind date.
Yeah, but this day and age, like, is there such thing as a blind date?
I love it.
He's creep.
He's throwing a challenge flag on a technicality. He's like, I ain't blind at all.
He really is.
You know? Come on, you already know what he looks like. You already know he's from the Midwest. You already know all the information about him. What's blind about it? You don't know what's down below?
I mean, oh, wow. She's maybe seen a picture of that, too.
She has yet to see the caca de pacaros. Yeah, we don't know the answer to that Bird Box situation. But, Joey, technically it's not a blind date, but it is for 2019.
Yeah, I mean, there literally is no such thing as a blind date in 2019. We have too many ways to creep, you know, and we do it well. Like, it's a safety thing these days.
Yeah, I would say if you're going into a blind date, honestly blind, not knowing one thing about him, like, what the hell are you doing? You have all these resources at your fingertips. Yeah. You're not even just going to run a quick Google search just to see maybe a red flag pops up right away with some sort of news story indicating that maybe they're a criminal or something. You got to give it a shot.
So anyways, tomorrow you'll get an update on this blind date.
Yep.
Con Mr. Caja de Pajaros. Chelsea, how will it go tonight? You'll find out tomorrow at 8:15 in the morning. Tune in. Remember to download the radio.com app. In case you can't tune in live, you can do it on radio.com app. Or you can catch our podcast by searching Amp Morning Show. Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. And as my daughter Ariela says,
I wanna know.
Let's go.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.